Welcome back to the Two Guys Named Chris Show. There's our man, BB Shay.
What up?
He's in here to play this game today. Hunter, you want either Biggie, Chris Dim, or BB Shay to be your partner. Who you got today?
We're taking the big man.
The big man will be chosen today. The feud is what we're playing. And we have Mary, who has either Chris Dim or BB Shay to be your partner. Mary, who you got?
Chris Dim, please.
All right. BB Shay, you're floating again. You're floating. All right. Float back and forth on this one. That means that Chris Dim and Biggie will come to the center of the room and shout their name when they know the best answer to this. You know how it works. These are survey questions. We've asked 100 people. Top 8 answers on the board. How does a man get a girlfriend who's out of his league?
Chris. Money.
Show us money.
You know, far and away, the number one answer.
Yes, it should have been the it should have been the only answer.
The only answer.
You should be playing the music right now for the next round.
Be rich, have money is the number one answer, as you can imagine. So you can play or pass that. Mary, you and Chris Dim. There are 7 left. Mary, you want to play or pass that? How does a man get a girlfriend who's out of his league? Number one is be rich. You want to play or pass, Mary?
We'll play.
All right, playing. All right. Everybody else think then. BB Shay, you and Biggie and Hunter. Think of an answer that will steal it if it gets that far. 7 answers left. How does a man get a girlfriend who's out of his league? Mary, what do you say?
Good looks.
Show us good looks. Let me look up and down here. Good looks. Hello. No, I think that's what makes the girlfriend out of his league. Yeah, he's not good looking. All right, Chris Dim, 7 answers left, 1 strike.
Nice car.
Show us a nice car.
What?
Not there. No okay. Nice car.
All right.
Surprising. Yeah. Boy, this could have been a misstep for playing this. Mary, now you have 2 strikes, so you must come up with an answer. There are 7 left. How does a man get a girlfriend who's out of his league? Mary, what do you say?
I don't know. A big house?
Show us a big house. No, that's a strikeout, and only 1 answer is gone. Maybe Biggie's right. There's really only 1 answer for this. That's it. Okay, how does a man get a girlfriend who's out of his league? Number one is be rich, have money. And Hunter, you can suggest answers to Biggie. There's 7 left. You get just 1 of them, you steal round 1. Hunter, what do you say? Biggie's your captain. What are you thinking?
It's got to be he's got a big member, or he's got a good job with good status.
Big member, good job.
I said funny, confident, and got some nice clothes.
Funny, confident, clothes, big member. Biggie, you're the captain.
Yeah, I went right to a sense of humor.
Okay.
So I'm going to go with sense of humor, funny.
All right. So you're steering away from the member.
Yeah, I'm going with BB Shay. I agree.
Chris Dim's making the motion for the big member. I don't know.
That was my next guess.
Yeah.
So that's side action.
All right. Let's see what we got.
Would have been my next.
Show us sense of humor. That's what women always say they want. It's a great sense of humor. Here they are. Be rich, have money, number 1. 2, perfect gifts. Jewelry you buy for the...
Okay.
Subset of money, though, if you think about
it. Well, all this was. I mean, car and all that stuff, subset of money. I agree. 3, sense of humor or charming. Funny, charming, sense of humor. 4, great cologne.
Smells nice.
Okay. Smells good.
Okay.
5, exceptionally good man. Morals.
Huh.
Perfect morals. 6, confidence. BB Shay had a lot of these. Confidence.
Not in real life. On his paper.
I'm sorry. I didn't want to give an indication that you had it in real life.
None.
I hear you're grooming for the Super Bowl party.
I am, yes.
Just let my dog.
That's a warming.
Going over to Happy Tales?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I might meet you coming in and going out
there.
There we
go, yeah. We got the same barber, me and your dog.
I thought so. Yeah. I thought so. 7, be a good liar. So you're lying to the, telling her things she wants to hear. And 8, persistence. It's all.
Dong.
No dong. No, the member was not on there.
Real obsessed with that dong answer.
I wonder though, if you're not not good looking, does she ever even see your dong? You know, there's no place.
You don't get in the game.
You don't get in the game unless you're one of these things to even show the dong.
I said, look at it.
Did you see this? All right, so round one goes to Biggie and Hunter.
I'm not going to call you, but look what you missed.
Okay. Round two must be won by Mary and Chris Dim to force an overtime. Mary, you and Hunter are captains this time around. Mary, are you ready to shout your name when you know the best answer to this?
Yes.
Hunter, are you ready to shout your name when you know the best answer to this?
Ready to go.
Here we go. Top six answers on the board. Who might give you a hard time if you haven't showered in a couple of days?
Hunter.
Mary.
Hunter.
Your significant other.
Josh, your signif. Yes. You boo. That is number one. Number one answer. So you can either play or pass that, Hunter. Which would you like?
We're
going to play. Okay. That means that Hunter and Biggie will go back and forth this time. Biggie, we're to you. Five left. Mary, you and Chris Dim and BB Shea, think of a steal. Five answers left. Who might give you a hard time if you haven't showered in a couple of days? Your spouse, significant other, boyfriend, girlfriend, number one. What do you say, Biggie?
Coworkers.
Show us your coworker. Number three is coworker. Still four answers left and still no
strength. Awkward.
There's another one. Would you tell your friend if he smelled, for instance? Most people said no to that. That was earlier. Would you tell your friend if, you know?
A friend, yes.
You would.
Coworker, no.
Well, but, I mean, we're friends.
I guess.
All right. If I didn't smell good for a few days, would you say, hey, man?
No, I'd talk about you behind your back.
Right.
Yeah.
Me
yeah.
too. That's how I'd do it. What if my cooking was really, what if I brought in some desserts and they were terrible? Would you tell me?
No, I'd talk about you behind your back.
Yeah. Right. We're not close enough yet. I want you closer.
That's what friends are for.
Okay. Four more answers. No strikes. Who might give you a hard time if you haven't showered in a couple of days? Spouse, significant other, coworker. What do you say, Hunter?
Your mother.
Show us your mother. Mother, father, number two. So one, two, and three are gone. Who might give you a hard time if you haven't showered in a couple of days? Spouse, parent, coworker. To Biggie.
He kind of said it. Friend. Best friend.
Show us your friend. Number four. I shouldn't have given that away. I gave that away. That's number four. Now you're rolling right through them. So you have only two left to get, and you still have no strikes trying to sweep this category. If you do, you win the game, Hunter. Who might give you a hard time if you haven't showered in a couple of days? Spouse, significant other, parent, coworker, friend. Two left. What do you say, Hunter?
You say your doctor.
Show us the doctor. Not there. Now two left and one strike to Biggie.
What about a teacher?
Show us your teacher. Number six is teacher.
Oh, man.
You still, that's awkward, isn't it, for your teacher to say that? Would
I think they're more likely to do it than anybody else, honestly. Well, depending on the age of the kid.
So if you're a teacher and you're teaching a 13-year-old who has an odor issue, do you go to him or do you go to the parent?
I don't know what the protocols are nowadays. Yeah, I think in the olden days they would say, hey, kid, you know.
You think so? Yeah, what do you think?
I go to him first. And like, pull him off to the side, like, hey, is everything cool?
So here's some Axe body spray.
And then if nothing's, like, if it's weird, then you go to the parents.
Hand him some Axe.
Yeah.
It's like,
are you an Axe man?
No.
Were you ever?
No, yeah, in seventh grade. Okay. Oh, yeah, dude.
Yeah.
I used to bathe in that stuff.
Yeah.
I think I took like 7 years off my life. I had too much of it.
My dog, too, when she was younger. Not anymore. Okay, this is for the win, Hunter. Who might give you a hard time if you haven't showered in a couple of days? Spouse, parent, coworker, friend, teacher. One more, Hunter. What do you say?
I'm going to go siblings.
Show us your sibling. No. And now there is one strike left. This is it. Biggie, if you get this one, Hunter sweeps and wins the game. If not, they will get a chance to steal. Who would give you a hard time if you haven't showered in a couple of days? Spouse, parent, coworker, friend, teacher. What do you say?
What about your priest or pastor?
Show us. Bless me, Father, I stink.
I can smell you through the confessional.
It's obvious.
Harold?
It's obvious why you're here. Your priest! No. Okay. That's it. Now, this time.
Hanging by a thread.
That's it. You must get it. There's one answer left. Who would give you a hard time if you haven't showered in a couple of days? Spouse, parent, coworker, friend, teacher. Chris Dim, a suggestion.
Your kids.
Your kids. BB Shay.
I don't know if this is a coworker. I said boss, or the homeless person that you walk past every day.
Boss, homeless, kid. What do you say, Mary? You must get it to keep the game going.
I call BS on the teacher because I was one and I would never tell a kid they stunk. But beside the fact, we'll go with your kids.
All right. for the tie here, kids. Yes. Well done. Wow. Nicely done. That's
half court Heath.
That knocks him out.
You got it.
Okay, round three. 3 seconds for everybody here, and we have to re-rack everything. Biggie and Chris Dim, you're the captains. Top four answers on the board. Name an occasion when you need a lot of tissues.
Chris. Funeral.
Funeral. Number one answer is funeral. That means...
Thank God he got that.
Mary.
Because all my thoughts were dirty.
Mary, you want to play or pass? That three left. You only have 3 seconds. An occasion you need a lot of tissues. Funeral or death is number one. You want to play or pass?
We'll play.
Playing. Okay. Think of a steal. You have 3 seconds here. We're pressed for time. Mary, name an occasion you need a lot of tissues. What do you say?
Wedding.
Show us a wedding. Yep. Number three, Chris Tim.
You sick.
Show us. You sick. Number two, sick. Allergies, cold, flu, wedding, funeral, death. One left. Get it and win it. Mary, what do you say?
Oh, God. I can't think of another one.
Chris Dim.
You spilled something.
You spilled something. No. Mary, it's back. Back to you, Mary. Uh-oh. Almost out of time.
I'm watching a sad movie.
Oh! For the win! Sad movie!
Oh! Hey!
You got it! You got it! Wow! Mary!
We were doomed!
A half court heave and a Hail Mary!
Dead in the water.
That's a Hail Mary. Yeah.
Wow!
Well done.
Mary.
Some beating off wasn't on there.
No.
It's all I wrote session. Over and over.
Pleasuring myself.